wisdom, laughter, and clarity. Here are Sri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved ones, and welcome to the Voice of Passionate Action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Sri Ram Ka, and we're delighted to be with you right now.
Because what are you attracting into your life? And here we are in the energy of this extraordinary full moon solstice. And Sri and I were just kind of giggling before we went on the air that, you know, it is Father's Day. And Father's Day, let's look at Father's Day as more of the day of celebrating the divine empowered masculine. And I love, Sri, that this Father's Day is sitting here next to this big full moon, stunning solstice. How great is that energy?
Well, that full moon is going to balance the masculine quite nicely, because a balanced masculine is a warm provider. It is indeed a wise protector and an energy that can help move us forward in many ways.
Mm-hmm.
Just as an empowered feminine is an energy that knows how to love while keep moving forward as well.
And don't you love that when we talk about, you know, today we're going to be talking about, you know, what are you attracting into your life? The harmony of balance is being infused into this show. So it doesn't matter if you caught us live or if you're catching us in the archives, the energy of that infusion, of that divine harmony, is happening right now for all of us. And that's just really, really exciting. Now, we want to remind you we're live. I don't even know if there's a phone line left, but you can try. And you can always give us a call, say hello, give us your questions, answer your comments, and also ask for a mini soul reading. And just hop up, call 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you get a busy signal, it does mean all the lines are full. But as soon as we start saying hi to people, that's your chance to jump in the queue.
Absolutely. We look forward to hearing from you. And today, we want to, actually, before we go there, I want to remind you that we ended last week with some of the spiritual essentials needed to really propel you on your path. And the reason I bring that up is it ties into today's theme of what you are attracting, because one of the principles of attraction, meaning manifestation, is your consistency. And consistency was one of those qualities we talked about last week, that to pick a focus and stick with it. And I want to just begin right there, because as you look at your life, whatever you have in your life is indeed the result of what you've been consistently looking at, focusing on.
And that can either be a really joy-filled recognition or one that can be a little challenging.
You go, OMG.
But the key is, what are you attracting into your life? And what is your alignment with the planetary thought body? Because one of the things we're going to be talking today about a lot is how the planetary thought body affects the energy of your auric field, affects the energy of your creation capability. And this is an important discernment. It's a really strong discernment. You know, Sri and I do something known as creation coaching. And right now we happen to be blessed to be working with an amazing group of people that are going through the coaching process with us. And I love that as we go through this process with them, one of the things that we teach during creation coaching is learning the difference between stagnation and manifestation. Now, that's a lot more than a show. That's why we do a whole coaching process on it. However, what's important to recognize is, are you getting more of the same, or are you truly getting new, fresh, expanded, beautiful, attractive manifestation into your life? Because it all begins with your alignment with the planetary thought body, or not.
Absolutely. And for those of you that are going, wait a minute, what's this thought body and how do I know if I'm aligned?
No, right. Or how do I know to avoid it or not?
What we want to do is remind you that we are energy beings. We are spiritual beings having our physical experience. And energy affects our thoughts. Energy affects our health. Energy affects our capacity to create, to manifest something. So consider for a moment that every time you expel a vibrant emotion, if that emotion is fear-based or anger-based, it gets stuck in what we're calling the planetary thought body, because it's too coarse of a frequency to head out into the cosmos. If the energy is joy-based and love-based, it radiates out. It attracts the angelic beings. It offers a let's just say, in alignment with what we would call our souls, because our soul is made of love, and anything that radiates from a love frequency is accepted by the universe. So that being said, the planetary thought body is quite unique here because it's filled with the unresolved energies from pain-based emotional expressions. And over time, the planetary thought body could actually be healed and dissipated. However, look at what's going on in our world. How much fear and anger and hurt and all of those things are going in to the energetic soup every day. The news, the acts of tragic behaviors, everything going on our planet have accelerated the addition of pain-based, fear-based frequencies that are literally surrounding the globe. Now, these frequencies are not a problem. However, to the extent that you happen to be in a moment of fear or pain, they will magnify your experience.
Well, you know, they really will. And I want to talk, Sri, more about that fourth dimensional collapse. I think that that's a really important piece to talk about because we've had lots of people write us and they're confused.
Absolutely. So the fourth dimensional collapse, what we're referring to is the astral. The astral is, you know, you have third dimension, a physical form. You have fifth dimension, which includes physical form. However, it's vibrating at a love frequency, at a joy frequency. And you're able to be in a body and experience a more of a Garden of Eden type experience, a pure experience uncontaminated by the egoic frequencies when you're in fifth dimensional space. The two can coexist. However, the zone of transition between the third dimension and the fifth dimension includes transiting through the astral. And the astral is part and parcel of that planetary thought body, meaning it's an energetic coat or cloak that is attracted to emotional frequencies and earth-based concepts.
Well, and there it is. And you might be saying, okay, now what does this have to do with what am I attracting into my life? How is this all blending together? Okay. Let's start tying this together for you. What happens is that we emit energy, right? And I know that if you're listening to our show, you already know this, and so this is a great one. And if you're not sure, well, then just imagine, play along with us right now. You might have even seen those wonderful Carillion photographs of leaves and other things that show that we emit energy. We are constantly emitting energy. When we meet with other people, when we meet with other beings, when we meet with a tree, with an animal, anything, everything emits an energy field. This is part of the law of the way we are. We are these beautiful little assortments of light that have come together to have a form. So this energy meets energy first. Before you even touch something, the energy field of that and you have already blended. This is why sometimes you feel certain things before you actually meet someone in person, or you, in other words, you see someone and you might feel something, or you walk into a room or you're in an area and you feel things. You have those feelings of either love or joy or discomfort or pain, whatever they are, it's energy meeting energy. Now, if we can accept that, and again, maybe you need to imagine that with us, but if you just want to play along, if you can accept that, then the other thing that happens is all of that energy is constantly creating. Okay, that energy is constantly flowing. You know, I think very, very popular are those aura cameras that take a little Polaroid of you and they show you all those colors around your head. Well, here's the deal, guys. You take a picture and go out and go have a conversation with someone and shift how you're feeling, go back and guess what happened to that picture?
The picture will shift based upon the emotional experience. Now, here's the thing, and this is where most people don't put the two and two together. The emotional energy was generated from a third dimensional perspective. So consider for a moment the reason you were hurt, the reason you were afraid was because of a context, something that happened in third dimension. That's why the energy gets stuck. If you had your eyes on the divine, if you were in a bliss experience, if you were in a high-frequency love experience, if you are having the giddy joy of just a moment of abandon, those frequencies are universal. They're not just earth-based. And this is why the planetary thought body has a collection of earth-based generated lower-frequency energies. And that collection of energies, yes, it can be cleared, but it takes a lot of conscious focus for that to happen. And the planetary thought body is perpetually being filled by all of the little energizer bunnies out there we call humans who are having their fear-based experiences.
And it's a soup that you walk in 24 hours a day. You can't avoid it because you are part of this planet.
Now, it's part of what you've been breathing all your life. The reason we bring it up is not to be afraid of, it's to add to your discernment. This energetic of the astral, of the planetary thought body, is literally haunting the earth. Just like a ghost haunts a house, the planetary thought body haunts the earth. And it's there, and it won't bother you one bit as long as you are in a state of trust and love and walk in your path with some degree of confidence. You don't have to be perfect in that regard. However, your degree of love of life needs to be greater than your fear and doubt. When we have moments of fear and doubt, when we have a shock, when we have an accident, when things happen that kind of shatter us, those, we'll call them negative forces, have a place to anchor in at your auric field. There is an inroad into your personal environment. And if you don't clear that, it kind of hangs out with you and begins to amplify those lower frequency emotions, thus calling more of that to you. And this ties us back to the topic for today. What are you attracting? If you seem to have a lot of bad luck, then you have set up a series of bad luck energies that attract more of the same.
And this is not being said for you to go, oh my God, I'm so awful or I'm so this. It's set up for you to go, wow, this is so great that I can see this because now that I know, I can move through this.
When you see it, you can heal it.
You really can. And that's when the joy comes forward. Now, we have so much to share about today's topic, but we also have a lot of full phone lines. And so we want to invite in some of our amazing callers. And Sri, we're going to start with a first-time caller that tried to call in last week, but we couldn't get to her. And so we're going to begin with line four and welcome Paloma to the show. Namaste, Paloma.
Namaste.
Welcome.
I want to say that I love you guys, and I'm so thankful for you sharing your wisdom and truth. And I love your show. Just love you guys. So thank you for that. And I was wondering if I can get any soul reading.
Absolutely. And Paloma, you are really just such an amazing creature. You know, it's funny, as I'm connecting with you, as Sri and I are both connecting with you, your voice carries an essence of mastery that is very lilting. And what that means is, as you were speaking, I saw all of these ascended masters saying, sing it, sing it, sing it loud, sing it strong, sing it out. And so that's really like your calling is to be heard and not to hold back, not to shrink, but to be seen, to be heard, and to move forward. And that's the gift they want you to hear. And they are all just like, the music is so loud, I can barely hear myself right now.
Wow. Yes. Thank you so much for that. Wow. That gives me chills and of joy. That's wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you, my love. Namaste and many blessings.
Well, I want to be there when she cuts that loose.
Exactly.
Because there will be a love, joyful noise.
Exactly. Well, let's say hi to another caller before we move on with today's journey.
Okay. Well, we're going to head up to Ottawa, Canada. And on line one, we have Susan waiting.
Namaste, Susan. Welcome.
It is Suzanne, and I am in the Creation Coaching Program.
Oh, well, how beautiful to hear you again, Suzanne.
Yes, and I would like, if it's possible, to have a mini soul reading. And what have the angelic guidance, anything to say about manifesting a sacred union partner?
Oh, well, it is my honor to say yes to you. And for them, they're already all around you. You know, they keep talking about your vibrancy. And they keep saying that you are a very vibrant woman. But they keep talking about your physical body and your health. That the attraction that your partner is available, your partner is out there, and that there is this like a commonality around vitality and health that will bring the two of you together. It's almost like I see you shopping in a store, picking out beautiful vegetables, and this beautiful partner looks at you and is like, "Hey, that was mine." And that's kind of how you meet. It's going to be one of those. It's just going to be like one of those serendipitous events. But it's around vitality. And they're saying the more that you focus on your vitality, the brighter your availability will be, and that the two of you will see each other in the same radiation. And so vitality, freshness, joy-filled energy, and this will all bring this union together. This partner is already radiating toward you. So it's just about brightening up your radiation in return. And yeah. The two of you are ready to meet, and so it is.
It sounds so right. Yeah, yeah, I do. Yeah.
Namaste.
Well, I do thank you so much.
You are so welcome. We love you dearly. Many blessings,
yeah,
Suzanne.
All my blessings to both of you. Bye. Thanks.
Bye, honey. You know, Sri, I love this because really, you know, all of the readings, all of our amazing listeners are really offering that same radiation. It's that radiation of stepping through that planetary thought body that's locked into fear and doubt and worry and murder. I mean, let's face it, there's been so many events on the planet, you know, and we don't want to go deep into those, my loves. As a matter of fact, Sri and I recently put out a beautiful video in response to the Orlando terror attacks. We invite you to watch that. It's on our web. It's on our official Sri and Kira YouTube station. Go check it out, because what we are offering is, it's a choice that we're all making, terror or love. Well, that's very much about what we're talking today. The planetary thought body is where all that energy of terror, you know, another thing that the news outlets are not talking about is the horror that's going on in Fallujah. And so all of that energy, where do you think it goes? Well, it's all going into that third dimensional planetary thought body. And this is why we started talking about the collapse of the fourth dimension. Also, another video, if you want to explore anything Sri and I are talking about in more depth, anytime we talk about something that we've already put out a video on, we'll tell you, and you can find all of these at Official Sri and Kira at our YouTube station. The other thing that we just put out this week, which will help you lift, because this is the key, you need to be lifting constantly. Lift out of the planetary thought body, lift beyond. Try to lift up into a direct connection to the fifth dimension, because remember, the fourth dimension, which is very closely aligned to the planet right now, is very goopy and very challenging. But when you lift up into the fifth dimension, you can start being free. And so when you go to Official Sri and Kira or our website, sriandkira.com, check out the Mantra of Self-Ascension, or as we call it, the 60-Second Ascension Experience. We've posted that as well. And it's things like that that keep us moving.
Absolutely. You know, there are some of you that may be thinking or have thought in the past, well, when there's energies that need to be transmuted, Mother Earth will take care of it. And for centuries, eons, the Earth has indeed been a healing force to transmute, round out, and process many of these coarser frequencies. However, we're at a different time. We're at an age where, let's just say, we're putting out more coarse vibrational energies than the Earth is accustomed to processing. It's not that the Earth can't handle it. It's that it's unkind and it is no longer appropriate. Certainly a sign that humanity is awakening, a sign that we are growing up, so to speak, is that we take responsibility for our energy. We take responsibility for our actions and don't expect to be rescued or swept up after by mom. So this is part and parcel of what's going on, is that less and less of these frequencies are being processed by Gaia. More and more are hanging out residually for us to recognize and to deal with. Now, one other thing I want to share with you, if you go to our website, sriandkira.com, and you'll look at the practices tab, you're going to find the container practice. The container practice is a gift to humanity to start to learn how to manage your energies in a more responsible way. And there is indeed a teaching in there for how to help clear global events and the energies that are happening due to mass events.
Well, and these are the events that are feeding not only the planetary thought body of the third dimension, but where we're also having an increase. It's like the fourth dimension is out of balance right now.
Yeah.
You know, there's many more disincarnate energies because of this massive wave of people that are transitioning in confusion and terror. Because it's when we transition off the planet in confusion and terror that we get stuck in that fourth dimensional space. You're out of your body, but you're not quite free. Yeah. You're still kind of hanging out, looking, quite frankly, for an opening, looking for a light body because it feels familiar and comfortable. And this is why so many well-intended beings open up and immediately get attached with these disincarnates.
And the disincarnates are not malicious by any means. There's been many sensitives who have gone and walked on the earth where a famous battle once was held, and they start feeling the disincarnates that are still marching, that are still associated with that battlefield. And the reason this happens is because when a person transitions quickly or in fear, they oftentimes don't fully realize that they've died, and then they move into a dream state, a dreamlike state that we call the astral, where there is no time.
And you and I have talked about this before. You know, we've shared quite a bit about this before.
And so they can be there reliving the experience of the Civil War for the next millennia until such time as they awaken or are given the gift of recognizing what's really happened. And this is why it's important simply to step by step take responsibility for your own energy, start noticing when you're feeling a little bit adrift, and clear yourself. Don't give any outside influence the opportunity to really anchor in so that it becomes habitual to feel funky. Mm. You know, we each need to practice things that bring vitality and joy to us. And certainly that works at many levels, from the physical level, how we move our body, how we nourish our body, to emotional well-being and mental well-being, and onward into your spiritual practices. So that is the quickest way I can think of to say there are forces out there, and there are light beings and angels and positive energies that you can attract in, or are you attracting something of a lesser buoyancy?
So let's talk about that, because it comes back down to that auric charisma. Let's use that word.
Charisma,
the charisma of your aura. What is charisma? What is charisma? I mean, that's something you want to first look at. Charisma is, it's like an X factor. Charisma is something that says, wow, I want to learn more, or I want to hear more, or I want to know you, or I want to connect with you, or tell me what you're doing. How is that? That's charisma. Well, charisma isn't something that you are, you go to a class to acquire, as far as I know. I don't know of any charisma classes that are out there, but you know, you never know. There could be. Charisma is something that we birth through the ignition of our recognition of inner mastery. And it comes down to the absolute freedom that comes into our lives when we relax into the divine presence that we are. And when we relax into the divine presence we are, often that doesn't happen till we first hit, I'm going to use the word, rock bottom.
Well, sometimes we need the contrast experience of pain or illness or bankruptcy or a divorce or whatever the bottom is to really kind of slap us on the side of the head, so to speak.
Yeah.
You know, I know it certainly was true in my life
is
that there wasn't just one bottom. There were a couple of bottom experiences.
Yeah. And you know, I would suspect that most of you listening, because you're amazing, you know, as we say all the time, bar none, the best audience on the planet, I suspect that most of you have had that bottom or near bottom experience. Maybe you're having it right now. Maybe you're concerned you're there right now. The gift is, and it is a gift, even if in the moment you don't see it, which is most common, right? The gift is, if you have brought yourself, because we each bring ourselves to those moments, then you know you're at the point of the birth of the new beginning. And if you're listening to us live this night, right now, June 19th, June 20th, this precious full moon, this solstice energy is potent, it's tangible, and it's igniting you to bring restored harmony and balance into your life. go out and gaze at the moon. Literally do moon gazing. Pull in the radiance of that energy. Feel yourself become full with the divine presence of harmony and balance. Hold closely to your divine, I'm going to use the word wish, your desire, but birth it from the passion of your presence. Allow yourself to say, beloved divine, I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me. Relax into knowing that you are guided. This is how we burst through the planetary thought body, go right through that fourth dimension that cannot infiltrate because of the confidence and because of the courage that you're demonstrating, and receive the blessings or the bounty. Remember, it's those, Zadkiel once gave us a great example. He basically said they're like little pinpricks in your auric field that are what's allowing that disturbing energy to come in.
Or quite literally, if you imagine your auric field as a cocoon around you, it's like a nourishing, transitionary, protective, interactive cocoon. And every time you have a fear or a doubt, you put a little fissure, a little crack in your auric field. And if you sustain fear, then the crack is sustained. Each one of those cracks is a window of interaction, a window of opportunity for manipulation and influence. And at a very basic level, if you're frightened, you tend to take the advice of others more rapidly without full investigation. At least many people move to a more childish state of mind when they're in fear. When we are feeling confident and clear and empowered, when someone gives us advice, we're much more likely to look at that and go, not for me, or thanks for sharing, but I'm just fine, thank you. And that's really what we're referring to, is these little pinpricks in your auric field, these little fissures, are normal. They happen all the time. The key is, at this time in our world experience, they can be more debilitating than at other times, just as you have the opportunity to attract to you amazing miracles and gifts if you sustain your charisma. And what I'm talking about is your heart-centered trust in the divine. Mm. That's the real essence of highly attractive charisma. Someone who's coming from the place of love, trust in their own soul, and who's deploying their gifts into the world in service, and whether money is involved isn't the question. Are you deploying your gifts? Are you generous with that? Do you feel good about yourself as you do that? Then you're charismatic.
Oh, I love that.
And it is that simple.
Well, that just sounded like a charisma class to me.
Okay, there you go.
I guess there was a charisma
class.
Send
your donation.
Well, you know, this is the beauty. It's because when we recognize, quite frankly, the gift of being responsible for where we have taken our lives, when we ignite the blessing of knowing that we are not victims of the planetary thought body, that just because the planetary thought body is radiating fear and pain and terror, we don't have to be a part of that. And when you wake up to the recognition that the fourth dimension is a learning zone, it is nothing more than that. The fourth dimension, because it's also more closely aligned with the third dimension, is very filled with ego gratification. This is why so many beings hang out in the fourth dimension, because the fourth dimension will go out of its way to basically cater to your ego. You know, oftentimes people, well-intended, very, very well-intended beings, start waking up and they start receiving information, and it's probably 80 to 90% accurate. And it usually is coming from some being that has a name that nobody's ever heard of, and the person starts feeling really special. Well, if you keep being fed information about how you are more better than others, how you are more special, how what's happening to you has never happened to anybody else, if the ego gets that far involved in it, then indeed it is not of the highest. And it is a fourth dimensional connection. Fourth dimensional connections of a positive nature will always lift you up and bring you beyond the fourth dimension. One of the blessings of the archangels and the angelic realm is that they easily transit the fourth dimension. And that's why they're so viscerally available on our planet. You know, it's amazing. One of the statistics is something like 80% of Americans believe in angels. I mean, absolutely believe in angels. And the reason that statistic is so high, and it might even be higher, is because angels can operate through the fourth dimension without being stuck. But the other part of the fourth dimension is that vast amount of goopy, soupy, I'm stuck energy.
The goopy, soupy stuff that you just want to rinse off with a little love and joy.
Yeah. And so we're going to talk a lot more about your field, the coloring of your field, the mystical practices you can do, the ways that you can immediately, I'm talking about right now, improve the creation miracle of your life. And we've got a lot of show to go. We have callers standing by, but we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back in a moment.
Welcome to the Self Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Avesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember. Allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful Ascended Mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriAndKira.com. That's SriAndKira.com. Namaste.
Welcome back. We are delighted to be with you live today talking about your attractor field, your aura, and how to move and live in a positive, co-creative fashion.
And hey, we've even discovered the Charisma Classroom.
The Charisma Classroom is a footnote that will help you. Because truly, if you look at your life, what are you attracting into your life? That simple act of self-reflection, that honest act of taking inventory, so to speak. The inventory is not about positive and negative, meaning rational things. The inventory is about your state of energy. What are you attracting into your life? Positive energetic experiences or more painful experiences? Because the physical manifestations are byproducts of energy. When we have had a period of time when we're doing well, when we're feeling good, the byproducts will be fun friends and happier experiences and better health. When we've had a period where we're not feeling so well, when our attitude is pessimistic and we're having what we might call bad luck, the byproducts might be a broken car or a broken window or so-called physical evidence of bad luck. Remember, the energy underpins the physical. So, beloved ones, as we take a little inventory on what we're attracting in our life, you can get a sense of where do you need to place your attention? Are you focused on the problems? Are you in denial that some things need healing? Or are things basically going pretty well and it's time to enhance that which is expanding you and just not give as much energy to that which might be slowing you down?
Mm.
Because these are the steps, taking an assessment, healing and releasing that which no longer serves, becoming content with that which you are, and then amplifying the good.
Well, you know, I got to stop, Sri, because to take the assessment demands courage.
It does take courage.
And that's one of the energies that is in your field, is what level of courage do you have to say, okay, Now is the time. This is the moment. And you know, I just over and over again, if you have not read our book, Sacred Union, The Journey Home, it is a timeless classic. It has been on the bookshelves now for many years. It's gone into second printings. This book really talks about that and about the fact that deep within, you must get nakedly honest with yourself. If you want to, if you really want the life of your dreams, then it begins by getting nakedly honest with yourself and saying, okay, what have I manifested? Take inventory. What's around you? Be honest, but then get even more honest.
Well, I got a great example I want to give you, and then we're going to head to the phone lines.
All right, let's do it.
But this example is really great because it involves me. That's a little tongue-in-cheek there.
All right, Mr. Charisma.
Now, we have so many people, and believe me, I've been there as well, that are saying, I wish I could attract my sacred partner.
Ah, well, then I'm going to have to tell my story.
And the desire for that partner to share their life with. Well, one of my clients recently was saying, I want my partner, I want my partner, I want my partner. I said, okay, it's clear that you want your partner. Now, are you saying that because you're unhappy with yourself? Or are you saying that because you feel that you can be of ever greater service, fullness, and completion with your partner? Now, this is an important thing because everyone will say, oh, no, I'll be of ever greater service. But really, what's driving the search for the partner? Is it fear of being alone? Is it denial that you really aren't liking yourself and you think that you can be fixed? That's what you got to look at.
Or rescued.
Or rescued, because that's the energy that's beneath the waterline of your consciousness. If your energy is, I feel good about me, I'm content, and I would do even better with a partner, you're going to attract a healthy partner. But if your energy is fix me, rescue me, you're going to attract an unhealthy partner.
Well, you'll attract a partner. You will always attract a partner that reflects where you are, because that's what the universe does. It keeps sending you partner after partner, or friend after friend, or client after client, until you lift your energy.
Well, and then, so this is energy 101 right here. it's important to work on whatever healing work you need to do so that you become more comfortable in your own skin. Because then you'll attract playmates who are also comfortable in their own skin, and that's a nice playground to be in. This same client who actually had done enough work to be in a healthy place kept saying to me later, well, I'm meeting lots of guys, but none of them are quite right. Oh, you ever had that experience, meeting people, but they're not quite right?
Or you meet people and you want to make them right? You keep trying to stuff them into it?
Because of your yearning for partnership is blinding you a little bit. Yep. You end up trying to mold them into the one. Well, so then the next clarity exercise that I gave her and I'm sharing with you right now is, all right, make your list of attributes. What does this partner look like? What are their strengths? What are the qualities that they've mastered that you will enjoy being around? And once you begin to do that, now the universe has something to go to work on. Meaning, if you're clear, if you're putting into your auric field that I am a fitting dance partner for these kinds of energies, then those kinds of energies will find you. And that certainly means the partner is in the wings. It's just a matter of continuing to hold the positive expectancy, continuing to trust the universe that when the timing's right, the one appears.
But what's important about that is, and I think it goes back to this self-assessment, is that it doesn't mean you just sit around and go, when the timing's right, they'll appear. It means that you take action, because your auric field, that energy field, the colors of your auric field are all affected by the actions you take. Your breath affects your auric field. It's an action. Breath is life. You are action. Motion is life. You are in constant vibration. You are all these beautiful little particles of light constantly coming together, creating and recreating. The question is, do you know how powerful you are? Because you're the commander of all that light.
Absolutely. And so sitting on the couch is a wonderful time out to meditate, to get clear. Taking action means I have a body.
Exactly.
I have 24 hours in my day. I'm going to position myself to be in the best truthful, authentic expression of who I am and who I intend to be. So, for example, if this partner you want to meet, you say, well, they're a good dancer and they like the arts. If you're not out there dancing, how are you going to meet them?
And if you're not out there in the arts, then you know, you're just hoping. And so the key is take the action. Now, I want to take some action right now, Sri.
Absolutely.
We have some beautiful people standing by. Let's bring in a few more of our beautiful callers.
Well, we're going to go to line two and invite to the conversation Allison from Tennessee.
Namaste, Allison. Welcome.
Namaste, Shri. I just wanted to thank you so much for all of your wonderful practices and tools, because that has made me who I am today, and I'm so excited.
Oh, thank you.
And lately, I just also wanted to throw out there that I made this beautiful medicine wheel, like a prayer wheel, out in my front yard in this just beautiful nature area, so that I can specifically for tonight and tomorrow, so that I can moon gaze and connect heaven and earth. And, oh, I'm just so excited. So if you have any beautiful, I've had an opportunity to move to another state and wanted to know if you have a mini soul reading that you could please grace me with.
Well, it's my honor, but I first of all have a request for you. I want a picture. Everything you just did sounds so great. Make sure you take a picture and send it to us. I'd love to see it, because I just feel your energy. And what's so amazing is that the soul reading coming in around you is, as you were talking about this medicine wheel, I saw these two Native American spirit guides, and it was a male and a female. And they both had flutes, these beautiful flutes, these hand-carved flutes. And they're already dancing out there, preparing the way for you. And the reading is that you are ready to dive deeply into the star-born nature of you. And as you relax and receive, the path will become ever clearer, more visible, and connected. And that's what they want you to hear today. So I'm really, really grateful you got through and that you've already listened. You know, it's like these two beautiful guides, which are new around you, by the way, these two I haven't seen before, are definitely part of what's happening right now. And I think that you're going to have a very profound experience in your circle. So very exciting moment. Thank you so much.
And can I just share with you, last night, as I was listening to a beautiful Nepal CD as I was going to sleep, I said, I am going to go buy a flute. Isn't that something?
Well, I'm glad that I can offer you confirmation. You need to go do that.
Yes, I do. Thank you.
Yeah, and make it a beautiful one. Yeah. Yeah. Have fun.
Thank you.
Thank you, my love. Many blessings. Namaste.
Namaste.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just want to share that the medicine circle, or any form of sacred geometry, whether you do it with stones and rocks, plants and flowers, crystals, or paint on paper, each and every expression like that helps organize the chaos in a coherent way. And I mean that quite literally. When we start bringing coherent energy into our space, into a moment in time, what we're saying is, I am a conscious creator. Consider for a moment that when you go out on the landscape of your backyard and you plant a flower, you are setting in motion a ripple of intention. When you plant a series of flowers in a design, not only are you bringing beauty and life-enhancing support to the insects and bees, let alone the human beings that enjoy the beauty, and you're affecting your global world through that action. But to the extent that you've also done a pattern, a sacred pattern, you are radiating an energy into the shared aura of the neighborhood. And that's a beautiful thing. You know, the Native Americans use the medicine wheels not only for personal visioning and blessings and communion, they also use them to condition the land.
Mm-hmm.
That if the land was ill or dry, it had too much of one mineral or another, the medicine wheel could be used to balance the chemical composition of the land. And there's a process for that. That's not the topic of this call, other than to let you know that there are no actions that have no consequences. Let me say that differently. All your actions have consequences. consequences. All your acts can be used to generate greater harmony, health, and healing, or they're less, more neutral.
And everything you do affects the color of your energy. And the color of your energy is more than just physical color. It's the color of the energy that comes from love. It's the color that comes from really dedicating yourself or commitment. And this is why we open this show today talking about last week's show. Because if you didn't get it last week's show, go check it out again, because there are spiritual essentials. There are things that when we put them into action into our lives, ignite the colors of our auric field to grow, to expand. And we also have, of course, a video about that. And you can go to our YouTube channel, Official Sri and Kira, and check out the six spiritual essentials. They're posted there as well. Now, let's say hi to another caller before we run out of time.
Somebody that's been hanging on the line here, so we want to go to line three and welcome Laura from Minnesota.
Namaste, beloved. Welcome.
Hi. Oh, it's so wonderful to connect with you. I'm laughing because I'm sitting here painting a geometric flower, and it all happens to be green. But I was myself called to connect with you today and would love a mini soul reading if that would be possible.
Of course it would be. And I just love that you are in the active creative phase, that you are actively creating as you're enjoying. And that's really a big piece of not only who you are, but the way that you really move forward in your life. I'm kind of tongue-tied because I've got three angels all wanting to talk. And so I'm trying to calm them all down. So let's just start with Raphael. Because Archangel Raphael is the first one that's in around you. And Raphael just keeps talking about the green aspects of your life, the vitality, the love, the healing, the heart. But then right next to Raphael, you've got Archangel Michael, who has this huge crystalline presence around you, saying, just trust yourself and I've got you. That there is like, it's like I'm seeing him just like clearing like a dense forest, going back to that whole green thing with Raphael. But it's like he's using his sword almost as like it's a machete, clearing. And it's like, don't worry, it will always be cleared. It will always be open. And then finally, over here, we've got, I thought it was just Uriel, but then I'm seeing Zodkiel as well. So I'm sorry, I guess it was four of them. And Uriel and Zodkiel are kind of working like a tag team right now with this violet gold energy emanation that they're saying your third eye and your star consciousness have been activated for you to lift up and out of what you've been seeing. It's like, get out of the box, get out of the box, get out of the box. And it's funny. Zodkiel is just, he's like, he's touching your shoulders and he's turning you. And he's saying, look, if you just look over here, you'll see the greater possibility. And that's where Uriel is standing, radiating all this gold, that this is a very, I don't want to use the word profitable, but I guess I'll use the word productive, satisfying, and flowing movement in your life. And this is all imminent right now, Laura. This is all here now. And so I am very grateful and honored to offer you that information, and thank you for asking.
Oh, thank you for that. Yeah. Very, very grateful. Namaste, both of you.
Namaste, beloved ones.
Well, many blessings,
yes.
Indeed.
Yeah.
And, you know, beloved listeners, every single one of you has spiritual guides that are traveling with you, offering energetic support, whispering wisdom in your inner ear, so to speak, and offering themselves as conduits for understanding your connection to the divine and the divine plan.
Absolutely.
And these angelic beings are in an act of service. They are traveling with us because, in fact, you, beloved listener, are the angel in form. They are the angels that are holding space in the dimensional, let's just say, continuum between you and there and the place your soul was birthed from. And so these angelic beings of all frequencies, colors, sizes, shapes, and intentions can come and go. Your guides can come and go, but you will never be left alone. And we call into our lives those helpers that are appropriate for the particular stage or issues that we're involved with, and over time they do shift. So what are you attracting into your life? hey, you've got a head start. You've already attracted the angels. Now let's just remember that we all are angels in form. Let's practice loving ourselves, loving others, bringing beauty and grace into our shared environment, and delighting in the world we co-create.
Indeed, because this is your moment. And we want to reiterate again, whether you're catching this live or catching this show in the archives, go find the next full moon. And if you're catching this live, it's right now. Go spend time, breathe it in, and bring the restoration of harmony into your life. Bring that restoration into your auric field. Color your field with the blessing of creation. Bring forward your heartfelt desire and offer it out to the universe. Mantra of self-ascension: I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me. And then trust your intuition. The magic word, trust. The more that you trust, the more you create. The more you create, the easier it is to trust. It's a beautiful cycle, and it's yours to claim.
And so, beloved ones, one of the things I want to remind you is you can't mess it up.
Ever.
You're always going to be okay. It's just that you can be more okay. You could be ever greater in your charisma as a dynamic spirit having fun at Earth School. And so, beloveds, until we have the joy of being with you again next week, may you relax, breathe, trust yourselves, and know that all is truly well.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Shri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@shriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at shriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.